Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
Hi, this is Caroy with LifeThenFinance.com. I got an aha moment a couple months ago. This is happening more frequent than expected. It's actually awesome. I was reading about kingdom finances and how does really money work in the kingdom of God. And it dawned on me, everything in God's kingdom works on seed time and harvest. You have to plant something in order to get something back as a harvest. It just took me back to a mindset of a farmer, someone who has a piece of land and maybe they are earning a living from that piece of land. And how do they take care of the land? What do they put there? For example, if they plant corn, they want maybe $10,000 worth of corn every month in income. They plant based on the harvest they are expecting. They don't just plant corn. They have to know, all right, if I plant this amount of corn, this is how much of a harvest I'll get back. That really changed the way I thought. It's written in the Word. We know not how God multiplies. He's the one who does the multiplication of what we sow. I saw this from Bishop. He gave an illustration of corn. If you had two seeds of corn and put them on a concrete floor, they'll forever be there. But then if you took those two corn, planted them in fertile ground, one corn can bring up even three stalks, like three plants. And on each plant, they can be maybe 3 to 4 cobs. Each cob has an average of 600 to 1,000 corns on one cob. Amazing! What form of multiplication is that? Only God does things like that. What am I saying here? If there is an area in your life where you're lacking, you say, oh my God, I don't have friends, or all my friends suck. The question is, are you a good friend and are you sowing friendship? Are you giving yourself as a friend to others? Because it will be given back to you. It will harvest back. These are God principles. This is how God operates. If you do what He wrote and He instructed us, He's obligated to perform. If you give of your time to serving in God's house, to helping the poor, you're giving of your time. After a while, you start harvesting time. You'll find, oh, I have free time to do this. I have free time to take care of myself. I have time to visit with my family and do all kinds of things. One may ask, you know, I've been giving of my time, loving on everybody, but how come I'm not getting it back? Usually, if you do something with a lack of understanding, you may not get a reward because you're lacking expectation. God works on expectation. It involves faith also. Now that you know, He works on seed time and harvest. So when you plant, you're expecting a harvest. So you're looking out for the harvest. Then how do you water and take care of your crop? By saying the right words, saying what God says. You can't be expecting love and then walking around and saying, oh, everybody sucks in this town. Well, you just dismissed the objective you're trying to get. And it happens a lot. For example, I live in LA and you find so many people saying people in LA are standoffish and all kinds of things, which may be true, but I don't want to believe that they are all that way because I live in LA and I believe I'm not standoffish. I believe God is molding me into something wonderful that I can keep giving on, you know, giving of myself, helping others and reaching those he wants me to reach. So be mindful of what you're saying. You don't want to destroy what you're trying to get for yourself. For example, if you're single and looking to be married, you gotta believe that they are still single men who are wonderful and they are looking for the same thing you're looking for, to be married and have the kid, the dog and the white picket fence, you know, whatever you want. You have to be in a position and a mindset to believe that those things will happen for you, and you expect them and position yourself in the same way. You can't go around with everybody else. If you hang around with the naysayers who think everybody is bad and they are bashing on the people around them, you don't want that, because it's going to get on you. Be mindful of that. I think what helped me the most is knowing that the seed time and harvest principle is not only applying to money. Because most of us hear it in terms of money. You know, you give of your money and it will multiply. It applies to every area. So just look and see that whatever area you're missing, that is where you have to do something. Remember when Jesus had when he had to feed the 5,000? He told the disciple, go look for a place to give or a place to buy. Why? Because if you're lacking food, give of what you have, you get it back as a harvest. If you need time, give of your time, then you get more time. I know it goes contrary to what we've learned and believed and grown up in. Because usually the mindset is get what you can, sit on the can and keep the can. We don't have to do that. We have to have open hands. There was a time I needed time badly. I started giving all my time of myself. Oh God, the harvest is wonderful. You need love? Do the same. There'll be love all around you, from the young, old, big, small. It's just wonderful. Let God be true, but every man a liar. He's awesome. He makes sure he performs once you go in accordance to his word. That was the aha moment I got a few months ago. And now I'm just on top of it. I just look for areas where there seems to be a lack, and I give of those areas. Since I now understand, I have the expectation. I'm sure someone who is, maybe your faith is not there yet and you're wondering, what if I get and nothing happens? Well, this is what he said. For as long as you can see the night and day, I'll still fulfill my covenant. And to me, that's enough. Meaning, if I can still see night and day, he will still perform. So his principles are true. I can stand on them, and he's my rock. Go use the principles. These are for whosoever will dare to believe. Talk to you later. It's Keroy. Bye.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Keroy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to KeroyKing@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.